From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Following the coup, Thailand's military leaders have detained former Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, along with other leading figures. Army Chief General Prayuth Chan-o-cha says there must be changes in the country before a new vote can be considered. He says the military takeover will give Thailand a chance to return to normal. But members of the international community, including France, Germany, and the United States, have been swift to condemn the coup. Tim Newton reports from Thailand.
As the first night of the military coup wore on, so too did the litany of announcements. First, it was a nationwide curfew between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Then a command that all schools would be closed until Sunday. Then all radio and TV stations were told to cease normal transmission. Army General Prayuth Chan-o-cha has made several appearances urging calm by asking public servants to go to work as normal. He also insists that the coup was necessary to restore calm and pave the way to new elections.
As Ukraine prepares for presidential elections, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia will respect the vote, despite calling recent developments in Ukraine a full-scale civil war. The Russian president made his remarks at the ongoing economic forum in St. Petersburg. From Moscow, Daria Bondarchuk reports.
During the question and answer session at the forum, Vladimir Putin called the February events in Ukraine, when the pro-European protesters took power in Kyiv, a coup d'etat. He said the coup, backed by Russia's American and European partners, led to chaos and a full-scale civil war. The Russian leader, though, said Moscow will treat the choice of Ukrainians, who are set to vote in presidential elections on Sunday, May 25, with respect. But he added, in Moscow's view, it would have been better to hold a referendum and adopt a new constitution.
In China, billionaire tycoon Liu Han and his brother have been sentenced to death. Although he was publicly often a face of philanthropy, Chinese authorities say Liu Han led a mafia-style group that murdered 9 people and raised over $6 billion in assets. The court called the brothers deeply evil. In Washington, President Barack Obama is set to nominate rising star of the Democratic Party Julian Castro to serve as U.S. Housing Secretary. Mr. Castro is currently serving his third term as mayor of the city of San Antonio, Texas. The move is just one in a number of cabinet switches within the Obama administration. The shuffle began after Kathleen Sebelius stepped down from her position as Health and Human Services Secretary, following the highly criticized rollout of the Affordable Care Act. If confirmed, Mr. Castro will be the highest-ranking Hispanic American in the administration. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A U.S. judge has lifted a temporary order which prevented the U.S. military from force-feeding a prisoner at Guantanamo Bay who was on hunger strike. Jihad Diab is challenging the procedure, which the judge described as painful, humiliating, and degrading. Our Washington correspondent Daniel Wrenches reports.
Federal District Judge Gladys Kessler described her task in deciding whether to allow the force feeding of the inmate as an anguishing Hobson's choice. The military procedure of forcing a tube down the nose of the restrained inmate caused agony, according to her ruling. As for the alternative, she wrote, the court simply cannot let Mr. Diab die. Jihad Diab is a Syrian who's been held without charges at Guantanamo Bay for over 11 years. He was recommended for transfer about 4 years ago, but officials are reluctant to repatriate him to war-torn Syria and have refused an offer by Uruguay to take him in.
And the U.S. state of Tennessee is bringing back the electric chair, the first state to make it mandatory when lethal injection drugs are unavailable. The move follows a number of botched executions as the supply of death penalty drugs dries up because of a European ban on exporting execution drugs to the U.S. Nina Maria Potts has more.
The controversy over lethal injections has intensified over the past few months as European drug companies started banning U.S. prisons from using their drugs in executions. In April, a botched lethal injection in Oklahoma put the issue in the international spotlight. It was the state's first time using an experimental three-drug cocktail. Witnesses said convicted murderer Clayton Lockett convulsed and writhed and took 43 minutes to die. Tennessee's decision to now bring back the electric chair has death penalty activists up in arms.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.